Contemplating today's gospel. Liturgical day, 21st Sunday in ordinary time. The gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah. Still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. Commentary by Father Joachim Messager from Barcelona, Spain. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? Today, Peter's profession of faith in Caesarea Philippi marks the final phase of Jesus' public ministry, leading us to the supreme event of his death and resurrection. After the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, Jesus chooses to retreat for a while with his apostles to deepen their training. In them, the church begins to become visible, the seed of the kingdom of God in the world. Two Sundays ago, as we watched Peter walk on water and begin to sink, we heard Jesus' rebuke, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Today, the reprimand turns into praise. "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah." Peter is blessed because he has opened his heart to divine revelation and recognized in Jesus Christ the Son of the living God. Throughout history, we are asked the same questions time and again. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? But who do you say that I am? We too, at one time or another, have had to answer who Jesus is to us and what we recognize in him, from a faith received and passed on by witnesses, parents, catechists, priests, teachers, friends. We have moved to a personalized faith in Jesus Christ, of which we have also become witnesses, as this is the essential core of the Christian faith. Only from our faith and communion with Jesus Christ will we overcome the power of evil. The kingdom of death manifests itself among us, causing us pain and raising many questions. However, the kingdom of God is also present among us, revealing hope. And the church, the sacrament of the kingdom of God in the world, founded on the rock of faith professed by Peter, gives birth to the hope and joy of eternal life. As long as there is humanity in the world, there will be a need to provide hope. And as long as there is a need to provide hope, the mission of the church will be necessary. Therefore, the powers of hell will not overcome it, for Christ, present in his people, guarantees this to us.